As a voice over a public address system urges shoppers to visit the dairy aisle, customers fill up yellow shopping baskets before heading to the cash register. It could be a supermarket anywhere in the world, except that this one is the 100% Africa Expo, held under a large white tent in Dakar's main square. And every single product on the shelves was made in Africa. Shopper Fatou Sall has filled up her basket with shea butter soap and a bottle of ginger juice. She says there are products she does not often find because the supermarket stocks mostly imported European brands. The expo organizers say too often consumers do not even know local products exist. And then suppliers do not think there is a market for African goods. Expo founder Aissatou Jan Dem says she wants Africans to know they do not have to look to Europe when there are plenty of high-quality products being manufactured nearby. Though processed foods are a luxury for many African consumers, advocates of African commerce say locally made foods are accessible to more people because they cost less than imports. United Nations Development Program Senegal representative Adama Guindo says buying local will also create jobs.
When you give job for one person, basically behind that one person you have about 10 others that benefit from that source of job. And basically helping local entrepreneurs is basically helping the communities to grow and the community to rely more and more on themselves.
But to be competitive, African products have to look every bit as good on the shelf as the European imports. Across the street from the big white tent, product makers attend seminars on marketing, packaging, and hygiene standards. But building a local supply chain capable of competing with the Europeans has been a challenge. Amadou Pouy with Senegal's state-funded Institute for Food and Agricultural Technology says it is only within the past 5 years that the country's packaging industry has been able to print directly onto plastic. While a number of products at the expo were professionally packaged, peanut butter was on display in store-bought plastic containers with screw-on lids. Nearby, photocopied product labels were attached to syrup bottles with Scotch tape. But some entrepreneurs say their first concern is not pretty packaging, but finding financing. Kadidia Jite Sangare passes out samples of her instant ginger tea. Crystals of ginger and sugar that dissolve in water just like instant coffee. She says she came up with the idea to save homemakers the hour it normally takes to prepare the tea from scratch. In her native Mali, she says the product is selling briskly. Sangare also wants to branch out into herbal tea bags. She would need equipment costing $80,000, but no bank, she says, has been willing to lend the money to her. Mass distribution may still be a long way off in the future for many of these small producers, but many expo attendees are hoping consumer demand will help them overcome many of the hurdles to getting their products into kitchens across the continent. Jordan Davis for VOA News, Dakar.